So Lauren, in a long-distance relationship, and knows that it needs to come to an end. How she do it? Let's get into group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, is this Lauren?
Yes, this is Lauren.
Hey there. Thanks for allowing us to chat with you this morning. What's up?
Thank you. So I've been in a long-distance relationship for about 2.5 years now.
Okay.
And it's just kind of like time to end it. And I just don't think it's working anymore. And I'm not sure that I should be in a long distance relationship.
Sure. I get that.
Yeah. So I'm supposed to spend a week with him at his apartment and go down there. And I don't know. I feel like it's rude to go down there and catch him off guard and break up with him and then kind of leave. But I also think that FaceTime is a little, you know, rude for being together for 2.5 years.
Oh.
So yeah. I'm just not sure what to do or how to do this and end the relationship in a more thoughtful way.
Well, oh gosh, thoughtful is a good word. That I completely appreciate your intentions, but that's tough to pull off, a thoughtful breakup. That's tough.
I was gonna say that's very compassionate of you. I think a lot of times breakups, people don't think about the other person's feelings.
No, you know what? And I have a friend who literally had been living apart from her husband and went back to visit him. And he waited till 2 hours before her flight left to come home to tell her he wanted a divorce.
Oh, see, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I know. It was completely sucker puncher. Went for, you know, a great weekend and then dropped the... And I guess the mentality was didn't want to ruin the whole weekend?
Right.
Yeah.
Is there a way that you can just not go, or has this been planned for a while?
Well, but she wants to do FaceTime. You know, yeah. FaceTime is too impersonal.
Okay.
Yeah, and we've had this trip planned for a while, and we have some, like, you know, we're going to go see a show when I'm down there. We have some things booked, and
yeah.
I just don't want to spend a bunch of time with him when I know that it's not...
Well, yeah. No, you can't like break up at the beginning as soon as you get there and then go do all that stuff together. But then it's also the same situation of go do all that stuff, have the weekend, and then as you're leaving, yeah, say, by the way.
Right. Yeah, that's
so hard.
That is hard because you're right. The person with which you're talking about, I know the situation a little bit too.
Yeah.
And it hit her hard.
Really,
like,
hard.
Yeah. She was like, sucker punched.
Yes.
And so you certainly don't want to sucker punch him, but like at the same time, I get what you're saying. Like, you
right.
want there to be some sort of like closure that's not on FaceTime.
I almost am like thinking FaceTime's better because you're still seeing him.
Okay.
But then you're going to save both of you the trip and the heartache that can come with that. I don't know. What do we do here?
Well, that's why Lauren came and asked us.
I know, and that is why I am now putting that burden on our listeners.
First of all, let's not gloss over the fact, Lauren, I know that was probably not an easy decision for you to
get
to.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, it's really the distance, and I don't see, like, a solution to the distance for a long time, and...
What if he goes, okay, then let's get married.
I'll move
to you.
Yeah.
Are you ready for those objection handlers?
I would think that she would have already felt that beforehand. Am I wrong?
Yeah, and I don't think that, like, I just don't think he's my person. And I don't want to.
So that answer's still no.
Right. Well, do you think he's going to fight for you, though?
Yeah.
That's my thing, is do you think he's going to.
I'm kind of
like nervous to go down there because I do think he's not going to take it well.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we're already getting a lot of people chiming in via text. We'll try to give you some pathways forward, and thank you again for allowing us to chat with you. And I hope, you know,
this is tough.
Yeah, it is tough. And
you never want to hurt someone you know that you're going to hurt.
Yeah. And, you know, you spent 2.5 years together, and that's a long chunk of time. So. You know, I appreciate you wanting to do it the right way.
Yes. And with as much kindness as you can.
Yeah. Yeah, for
and
sure.
Respect.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to hurt him, you know, any further than this already will be.
All right, Lauren. Well, hey, we'll try to help you out. And if you could, you know, keep us posted with what you end up doing. And, you know, we're here for you, okay?
Thank you both.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Got a couple of early people texting and saying FaceTime. John says relationship's been over FaceTime. It would make sense to end it over FaceTime. It's going to hurt him either way. The cost, time, and frustration of a trip would hurt more. Mm. The sooner you do it, the better.
All right, 502-795-1997. I'm sure you or you know someone who's been in this situation. So what'd you do? How'd it play out? Do's, don'ts. Let us know your story. So Lauren just got off the phone with her. She is in a long-distance relationship. She knows it's got to end. They have a trip planned, and she's like,
do I go on the trip? What do I do?
Do I go on the trip and drop the hammer there? Do I do it over FaceTime? She's like, we've been together 2.5 years. It feels mean to do it over FaceTime when we've spent so much time together.
Right. But in this certain circumstance, is it the better option? Laura says, yeah, FaceTime. It would be better all around. Protect yourself, less money spent, do it sooner than later. So refunds can be done for everything and less awkwardness.
You know what? A lot of people, and Lauren, if you need some reassurance, a lot of people are saying, you know, if it's long distance, it's okay to do
FaceTime
or a phone call or something like that with a long distance relationship.
That's what Jamie says on text. She's got to break up with him before the trip. Waiting until after or at the end for closure is selfish on her part. It's not about him. He's going to be upset either way. But going on a vacation together will be misleading and cause so much more resentment in the end.
Well, yeah, and it could confuse feelings, too.
Yes.
Like, if she's got her mind made up, if she goes on the trip, there could be things she's like, oh, well, maybe, you know, and things could happen, and it just confuses everything.
Well, yeah, you know, she's not going to do it immediately when she gets there.
Right.
And then they're going to play out the rest of the trip.
Yeah, it's like, picks her up from the airport. Hi, honey. So
we're going to break up. Do you still want me to hang out for a week?
Yeah. I was thinking, okay, maybe she gets a hotel room instead of stays with him.
I just think that's just, it's a bad idea for everybody involved, I think.
Catherine on Facebook was like, look, I see both sides. So you have to sort of talk to him before you go. Tell him that you need a talk. And you've had this feeling, and I'm sure you've pulled back, and he may actually even sense something is up.
Right.
So then just ask him, like, do you still want me to come on the trip? Not sure the trip is what we should be doing now.
And I will come, though, if you want to have the talk face-to-face.
Yeah.
He'll likely sense it, though.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, we don't know what his mannerisms are. So maybe being face-to-face, well, I don't know. I was just like, I wouldn't want to put you into, like, a weird situation.
She didn't seem to indicate that was going to be a worry, but Rebecca says don't drag it out. Either way you do it, it's going to hurt. FaceTime him. He can still see you, care, but just, you know, I'm not seeing the future together. Letting him build up the anticipation he has to be together and then for you to break it off is just wrong. Explain that to him why you're doing it now. Let him see that you do care about his feelings.
Okay. Andrew the Love Doctor texted us. He is not a real doctor, but we dubbed him that. Just don't send a text, please.
Yes, no, not it's not a text message thing.
No.
This is a FaceTime conversation where you can see each other.
Yeah, you can see the faces and all that stuff.
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, Lauren, good luck. I know it's tough, but I think, yes.
In this case, I appreciate maybe, you wanting to do this in person because you feel like that's the right thing to do. But maybe in this particular...
And do it right.
Yeah, yes. But in this situation, maybe a FaceTime is the better way to go.
All right. Well, hey, keep us posted. Good luck. That's group therapy. Thanks.